Well, I'm gutted to be dragged away from the Royal Box, you know, my natural forte, the place where I'd like to live. My feelings today are really just immense pride and pleasure, particularly for the four guys who founded the club. Looking at the masked fans behind the goal and thinking, blimey, where were we when we started? I think the other thing I look at it and think is, if you'd been in Wimbledon Town Centre recently and seen that the place had been galvanised by this game and by the shopping centre where we'd opened up a shop temporarily, this is a club that needs a new stadium. So I hope the Mayor's listening, and I hope he's going to grant us that new stadium in the near future.
Well, the Mayor is very much aware of your position. I mean, is he actually the constituency MP for that patch of land?
He was. He resigned.
Yes, he did resign.
In fact, not for that patch of land, no. He's on the other side of the road.
But he has a certain
sway. He's my constituency MP, actually.
Is he? Oh, right.
I used to bother him a lot with the letters. Yeah.
I know everyone's trying to speak to the Mayor, but have you managed to have a word or get message to him?
We're hoping to speak to him soon. I don't want him to feel like we're nagging him. I think he knows what the issues are. We're very keen to get in front of him and have a sensible, practical, intelligent explanation of what we want. And I think we'll win the day.
And you can point today. You can show him videos. You can show him photographs today and say, look at this. This is a big going concern.
He's a football fan. He'll be watching.
Excellent. And what about the manager and the players? How has the manager managed to insulate the team from everything that's going around that you've just spoken about?
Because he's done this sort of thing before. He's not played in a playoff final at Wembley, but he's a very sensible, practical man who's been very careful to keep the players' feet on the ground, but not pretend it's a normal game, because it isn't. But just be realistic and treat them as adults. And if you treat players as adults, by and large, they behave like adults.
And give us a little insight. What's it like in the Royal Box this afternoon? Is it going well up there? Who have you spoken to?
Almost everybody who's in there. I'm astonished how many people I know. It's very pleasant up there. Truthfully, I'd rather be behind the goal, because you can abuse the referee from there, and you can't do that from the Royal Box.
But, can you not hear my special
dispensation? Well, not for very long.
He won't hear you, but he might behind the bar.
The Royal Box might not like it.